The State Department of Administration wants to trim the UW system budget by at least $66 million over the next 2 years. The reduction, called a lapse, could also affect UW Extension, which oversees part of Wisconsin Public Radio. No one at the UW seems to be doing a lapse dance. Instead, some are doing a funeral march. A musical group, the Milwaukee Molotov Marchers, played St. James Infirmary as about 50 students and faculty carried a mock coffin around the UW-Milwaukee campus. English literature professor Lane Hall says he's worried the planned budget cut will hurt the quality of education.
The cuts are so bad that we start to see it already in terms of class sizes, in terms of we're more and more pushed to develop and create really huge lecture courses, which the students don't like.
State Administration Department Deputy Secretary Chris Shanehair says educational quality won't necessarily be harmed.
I think the UW is a fine institution and has a lot of creative people in it that can find ways to be able to meet the lapse in a way that doesn't significantly hurt the educational opportunities that are provided by the institution.
Shanehair says other state agencies have left vacant positions open longer and taken a closer look at where money is spent. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio at the UW-Milwaukee.